This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, September 5th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation and Farm Bureau News. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the USDA's Economic Research Service today forecast a drop in net farm income for this calendar year. In its September farm income forecast, net farm income is forecast at $140 billion. That's a decrease of $6.5 billion relative to last year, down 4.4%. After adjusting for inflation, net farm income is forecast to decrease just under 7% at $10.2 billion this year compared to a year ago. Despite the drop, net farm income for the year is still forecast 15% above the 20-year average, but it's just under 28% below the record high set in 2022. Net cash farm income will take a $12 billion hit relative to last year at $154.1 billion. When adjusted for inflation, the 2024 net cash farm income forecast to drop just under 10% or $16.3 billion from last year. FAPRI's Dr. Pat Westhoff suggests the USDA's latest outlook reflects lower returns and higher costs for crop farmers.
We have seen lower prices for a large swath of commodities that come off U.S. farms, so that combined with continued high production costs results in a tighter income figure. We are much lower than we were at the peak in 2022, but even with the sharp drop since that time, we do have farm income that's well above the levels of 2015 through 2019.
Westhoff says the economics are going in the wrong direction.
You know, looking at what the net returns are over those production costs, one way to do that. And we definitely have seen a very sharp drop off in what those net returns look like compared to just a couple of years ago. Some production costs have come off a little bit. We're not quite as high as we were at the peak on fertilizer and some other prices, but we haven't seen nearly the drop on the input side as we've seen on the value of a farmer sell.
Agriculture certainly is a cyclical business. Westhoff says the cycle for crop farmers is just opposite of what livestock, particularly cattle, are seeing now.
If we were just talking about the income of the crop sector, it's certainly down a lot more than that overall U.S. farm income figure. The much lower level of income on the crop side is being partially offset by higher returns for cattle producers, in particular on the livestock side.
Looking ahead, FAPRI's long-range economic forecast doesn't see much chance that crop prices will improve any time in the near future.
Yeah, for the projections we just put out last week, we assume kind of average weather conditions in front of us and everything else kind of continuing as it would normally be on the macroeconomy in terms of the world geopolitical situation, et cetera. Given those standard assumptions, we end up with prices staying not too far from current levels for the next 4 or 5 years. So if people are counting on a major improvement on the crop commodity price side of the ledger too, to make their income pictures look better, you know, that doesn't appear to be the most likely outcome to us right now.
Some analysts suggest that land prices may slow their ascent or even fall. Westhoff doesn't see any appreciable drop in crop inputs and says cash rent prices for 2025 may be subject to a decline.
And one thing to watch out for is how much people are able and willing to pay in rent next year. I wouldn't be at all surprised to see some downward pressure on the value of rented farmland in 2025.
Farm sector assets are forecast to increase 5.2% to just under $4.25 trillion, while farm sector debt forecast to be up just over 4% at under $541 billion. In related news, the August Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer showed expectations are tilting toward a decline in farmland values. The short-term farmland value expectations index fell 13 points to 105, down 21 from a year ago and 41 points lower than 3 years ago when the index saw its peak. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation and the Farm Bureau News. Subscribe to Farm Bureau News to get the farm stories that matter most in your inbox twice each month. Write this down. Go to fb.org/FBN subscribers to sign up. The Farm Bureau News is available wherever you get podcasts. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.